Antonio Barnes. And Antonio is also from out of town. He's from Thomasville, Georgia. Come tell us how God's been kind to you, Antonio.
Hello, hello. Well, my name is Antonio. I'm from Georgia. And what brought me to Justin's place was a lifestyle and history of being on drugs, selling drugs, and just not being the leader that God created me to be. I grew up in church. I played the drums, still play the drums. That's my first heart, my love. And God has always had grace and mercy on me. I chose to be a disobedient, rebellious child by going the whole nother opposite way. But he still kept his hands on me. So through time, I ended up going to prison for a couple of years, staying out for a little while, going back, continuing the lifestyle of selling drugs and being just a person with no kind of morals or respect for myself. But I always prayed and I always had faith that God was going to pull me up out of my situation. I always knew that it was something better in my life besides just being on drugs and selling drugs. I always wanted to be successful, own my own business. And I never wanted my kids to experience the things that I experienced. So within the last 5 years, I had a chance to either drop down on my knees when I was in jail and I asked God to just take the desire away from me to sell drugs and use drugs. And he did. Within time, you know, I still was fighting a battle of being out there in the streets selling drugs or whatever. But God placed some very important people in my life out the blue. And they told me about Justin's place. And at this time, right before I came to Justin's place, I was out in the streets. Didn't have no hope. Really wanted to give up, but I knew there was lies that the enemy was trying to tell me in my head, which is the devil. There was the tactics that he was trying to use. But within that, the people that I met that brought me here, I really thank God for them. I thank God for Justin's place. This is the most incredible place I have ever seen in my life, with the love, with the donors, just opportunity and the hope that it has for guys like me and people that's out in the world that's addicted to in a lifestyle, addicted to whatever. And I really thank God for this place because it has took the scales off my eyes and I truly see my future being bright and clear now. I no longer want to sell drugs. I no longer have the desire to use drugs. And I'm here to break a generation curse with my family. My father and my great-grandfather, they was addicts. They was in the streets. And I refuse to allow my kids to even go down the path that I went down, for being in prison, being in bondage, in the mind. So this place right here has given me so much hope and opportunity, man. And I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to be here. And I thank God for everyone that has contributed to this program. I thank God for all the leaders out in LaBelle, down at the shelter. And I just give God the praise in everything that I do now. And without him, man, I wouldn't have no kind of hope. But I know where my strength comes from. It comes from him. It comes from Jesus dying on the cross. And that's where I get my hope from now. Thank y'all for listening.